Dakota York was thrust into the national spotlight in 2016 when she came out as trans to her whole school after declaring her run for Queen of the Prom.
Although she didn't get the crown, Dakota became a media darling and won over many hearts and minds. Today, Dakota York joins us to talk about her adventures in becoming prom court royalty.
Plus, sending unsolicited dick pics is now illegal in Texas.
And rest in peace, queer designer Chris March, creator of many legendary big wigs from Lady Bunnies to Target's Halloween sponge wigs. He was 56.
I am Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. A podcast is really interesting because they only can hear you. They can't see you.
That could be good or bad because a lot of people hate my voice, but then some people like it.
I think your voice is made out of gold and marshmallows and angels' kisses.
Thank you. So this morning, actually, I was on Snapchat and last night I went out and I was talking in my snap.
Yeah.
And this guy straight up replied to my story. He was like, bro, you sound like a tranny with those baby teeth because I have baby teeth at the bottom.
Because he didn't know
too.
You were transgender.
Probably not.
So that's actually really good. He thought that you were a cisgender woman pretending to be trans.
Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life.
And what about your baby teeth? What?
A lot of people don't know, but it's like my own cute little thing. So on my bottom, I had these two.
Okay.
There's no teeth under them. So when I was 16, I had to get them pulled out.
Yeah.
But my mom didn't believe in taking me and my siblings to the dentist because like we couldn't really afford it.
Because your mom's like a Christian scientist or something? Or?
No.
She's like a Jehovah's Witness?
Something we never really did. But I was supposed to get them taken out, but I never did. So now it's kind of just like
there. So those are the teeth that you were born, like your first baby teeth
Look
came
at how
in.
Small.
There was no teeth underneath it, and so nothing ever came in. And
yeah.
So they were never pushed out.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So it's like my own little thing, though.
Are they fully functioning teeth still?
Yeah. No complaints.
Yeah.
She is legal.
There she is.
Our guest today made national news when she was nominated to be prom queen at Portage High School in Indiana. At the height of gender controversies at the time, Dakota York became a media darling with her dreams of being her school's first openly trans prom queen. Sadly, the crown went to some other girl. But thanks to Dakota's work, many queer and trans high school students since then have gone on to be celebrated in their own communities for who they are. Welcome to Feast of Fun, Dakota.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
Muy bien.
Thank you for greeting me in my native tongue, Español.
You're Spanish?
Yes, I'm from Puerto Rico.
Oh my God, I love Spanish people.
Yeah,
how they much have the best do? Food.
I heard that you have a crush on me.
I do. Oh my God.
I love
I
that.
I heard you have a crush on my husband. Don't worry. We can make this work.
We can manage.
Dakota, tell me about how important it was for you to be prom queen from your high school.
It was very important. I look at it as that was a time in my life where I was still trying to figure out who I was. So me running for prom queen, it was more... There's a selfish part and then there's like a selfless part because it was selfish in the fact where I wanted to prove to everyone that like I had no control under anyone else but myself. Like it was me getting in control of my life again and not being manipulated. And
because you at the time felt like you were not in control of your life.
I did. I felt so out of control of my life because people would always judge me. They would label me their own labels. So me running for prom queen, I was like, you know what? I'm female. I want to run for prom queen. So watch me do it. I had no idea it was going to blow up to the point where it'd be like headlines and people talking. But
hold on a second. So you came out as trans as a trans woman to your high school by running for prom queen.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's amazing.
Is it?
That's really smart, actually. Because
oh
it also takes it. It takes the pressure off of you. And you're like, well, I'm running for prom queen. And they're like, don't you mean prom king? And like, no, queen.
Oh, those jokes were so
As
annoying.
As royalty. Get on your knees.
Bow down, bitch.
That's right. What did you bring me today?
Exactly.
Were you celebrated? Was the school reacting in a favorable way?
They were. Everyone was really accepting. I really didn't get much hate. I got more positivity out of it. Of course, there was the hate, but that was more of like the social media and online portion of it. Like, no one really came up to me and like said stuff because people were intimidated by me, I personally feel. But I got a lot of love.
But, you know, because you're in Indiana, and at the time of this, I think it was right after we had that election, right? This is 2016, you
ran? Right.
2017?
2016. I was 18, yeah.
You're 18 years old. And so, you know, Indiana's not known as being the most progressive state. It can be very homophobic, very transphobic. And so was there outside pressure from just like your community, but like statewide? Were there like, what was happening there?
Not so much, because my mind was so like vulnerable and I was just really excited about everything that was going on. And that's when the selfless part comes along, because I did it for myself, but also for people who maybe wanted to run for prom queen or king or whatever the case is, however you identify. And so that kind of like showed them I could take all this heat, like even from being raised and born in such like a small like community who's known for being closed-minded and everything, that you can do whatever you want to do regardless of the outcome of it. You just have to focus on the positive.
I really love you hearing say that.
Thank you. See, people think I'm dumb, but I could be intelligent. Okay, so
well, you have such a great personality.
Why do you think people think you're dumb?
I don't know, because I mean, that's just, it's kind of my personality, because I will do dumb things and then I kind of question it. But I don't know, people are mean.
What's the dumbest thing you've done recently?
Oh my God. Oh, I got, how long do we got here? The dumbest thing. Oh my God. Annie, what is the dumbest thing?
Her friend Annie is here on the couch.
My best friend Annie, I tagged her along with me.
Well,
for emotional
think about that.
I'll think about
let's
it.
Think up, let's talk about your high school prom.
Yes.
You wore this beautiful pink dress.
Oh my God, I loved it.
And, you know, because you were sort of a groundbreaking pioneer as an openly trans woman running to be prom queen, the news media went wild. You had the Chicago Tribune, WGN News, the New York Times, all like the world's media was focused on this little town in Indiana. And you know, being your authentic self.
Yeah.
There must have been a lot of, you know, it's already hard to be a teenager and going to prom and, oh my God, I have a zit, you know, or something. And you're like, I can imagine just the pressure must have been intense.
I mean, I look back now, because obviously that was when I was 18 years old. Yeah. And just living under my parents' roof, I really didn't get out into the world. So, of course, my mindset was extremely different than it is now, because I actually dealt with like real life adult stuff and my own like personal experiences. So it was, I don't know, it was all just a big learning experience.
Did you feel pretty that day?
I felt so pretty.
That's good.
I didn't take any guy home though.
You didn't.
And that's another thing. Oh, please tell me. Okay, I was a little more innocent back then. But the thing is,
wait a second. Did you want to take somebody home or not?
Well,
did you have your eyes on a person?
You didn't have a date?
I was more into my teachers than the students, to be honest.
You're a daddy chaser.
Literally. No, but okay, it's funny because yeah. Nowadays, guys are like, you know, like the popular like jockey guys who like thought they were the shit, like bullied me, are coming to me now, like sliding in my DMs. They're like, hey, mommy, like sending me nudes. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny how things change. Now you want me now that I'm, you know, doing my own thing. And
yeah, I remember the objects of my affection or sexual desire in high school sometimes turned on you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when you're, you know, you're petting a stray dog and it bites you, you know? You know what I'm saying? You're like, you don't think that dog's cute anymore. And then you're just like, and then you get a little bit nervous around. And then some 5 years later or something, this jerk is like, now, you know, oh, I've overcome my transphobia. And now I think you're hot and I want to have sex with you. You're like, right. Go fuck yourself.
No, that's my response. I'm like, fuck you. Like, goodbye. You had your chance and you ruined it.
Who eventually became the prom queen in your school?
The prom queen was this gorgeous girl, Anissa Rayner. We grew up together since kindergarten.
You are very diplomatic.
What does that mean? Let me Google it real quick.
That means you're being very kind in the sense that you didn't have any hard feelings that she won. And, you know, your school, the news media, your community was all like, oh, my God, we're going to have a openly trans person be our prom queen. And it didn't happen.
the thing is I don't like to talk badly about people, especially so publicly. I mean, if you talk about someone, at least do behind closed doors, like be fake about it. Don't actually like go up to the person and be like, you're like a dumb bitch or whatever the case is. So I like to keep things positive and kind. I mean, yeah, of course I did get runner up and the go-to answer was to keep things positive and light. But of course I was like a little salty about it because I wanted to be like prom queen. I feel like that would have been like what I wanted the whole time. But I mean, I don't feel like I settled or anything. Like I was really happy with being runner-up.
You were tempted to get like a bucket of pig's blood and have it over.
No, this isn't Carrie. Okay, calm down.
When she gets crowned and be like, they're all gonna laugh at you.
No, she looked hot too. Her make she's really good with her makeup too. So I'm happy that if I wasn't prom queen that she got it because her eyebrows.
Only pretty girls should have it, right?
Only pretty girls.
You saw the movie Carrie. The remake or the original?
I only seen like on YouTube, you know how those movie clips pop up. I've only seen like that. I never actually seen the whole movie.
But you're familiar with the plot is, right?
Yeah, I know like people like bullied her really bad and then at prom she got revenge and
she killed everybody.
She killed the whole town.
Yeah, and I
could you imagine if I did that?
Except for one person to tell the story.
I mean, I don't ruin it.
Well, it's a spoiler, but you know, you've had plenty of time to watch it. But it's and part of it is I think the movie Carrie speaks to a lot of us because we're marginalized in some degree in high schools in communities that don't have resources. The kids grow up without parents because the parents have to work multiple jobs. And, you know, we're being raised by social media and our telephones. And so for a lot of us, a movie Carrie is very important because it's able to vocalize all that anger and frustration we felt at being different.
No, exactly. I could definitely relate to that, too.
And, you know, I imagine that you were just like, well, pig's blood seems a little harsh.
Right.
But if you were you know what telekinesis is, right?
Like you move, like you do stuff with your mind. Like
you
Matilda.
Can move stuff. Yes.
Yeah. I've seen Matilda.
So if you could, if you were telekinetic,
I love a movie.
What would you do with that power?
Oh my God. I would. The possibilities are endless.
Because in the movie Zapped by Scott Baio, he uses it to lift girls' skirts up. And I'm like, even though, and I don't know, like, you're sexually harassing women. And I'm like, well, it's like you're thinking that you're still not going to get caught. But obviously they're like, it's the guy with telekinesis that's lifting their skirts up.
No excuse. That's dirty.
Just because you use the power of your mind to lift the skirt up, it's still sexual harassment, Scott Baio.
Exactly.
It was a different time, right? Was,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was the... The year before that prom, that very important prom, you wore a tuxedo and you went with a friend and you were telling a story that you were like trying on the tuxedo and you started crying.
Oh my God, I almost forgot about that. Cause you know how you try, like you file things in your head, like bad memories, you don't want to think about it. But yeah, I did end up going to prom my junior year of high school. And that was the thing where I went with my best friend and it was the time to like, she got her dress and then I just had to get whatever I was wearing. So of course, like, I'm going to go to the go-to tuxedo because that's what I have to do. And that's what society like feels I should do just to be accepted. So I remember I was in the dressing room and I put it on and it didn't feel comfortable at all. It felt really itchy and gross. And I just felt like out of my skin. And then I started crying and it was crazy because not much of a crier. I mean, I'm emotional, but I try not to cry as much. And it just like all hit me. And that's when that's kind of a time when I knew like something had to change because I wasn't happy. I was so sad. Yeah. Mm.
What was the color of the bow tie?
Ew, I don't even remember.
Because usually when you're doing a tuxedo with a date, the bow tie and the cummerbund matches the date's dress.
I think it was either like black or red. I don't remember.
Yeah. And you know, if your date's wearing pink, then you're at least, well, it's at least it's a pink bow tie.
It's a fog.
Do you stay in touch with any of the people that you went to high school with at all?
No.
It's been a clean break.
I'm going to say this right now. If you're in school right now, literally focus on you, do what you want to do, because the people you go to school with, they're going to end up doing their own thing, as sad as it is. Like, you'll think they're your lifelong best friends, but everyone ends up separating. People move to different states. That's what I did. And I mean, I had a lot of girlfriends, even like when I was in beauty school, because I was in beauty school for 2 years for my vocational program, like to get a head start on my career, which that's like a whole nother story.
Did you finish beauty school?
Okay, so I...
Are you a beauty school dropout?
Oh my God.
Frankie Avalon.
I don't consider myself a dropout because I did... I did my years. I did my time, but then I didn't get my license.
But you could like totally give me like a fabulous do and style my wigs. And
it gave me a lot of anxiety, to be really? Honest. Yeah.
So you don't want to be a hairstylist at all.
See, and that's the thing, too, because when I was doing interviews around that time, I kind of had a like, because everyone always asks. I can't even speak English sometimes. I think my Spanish is coming out.
But your family heritage is Italian. Or is it a Latina?
I'm kidding. I'm not Spanish at all. I'm 100% white.
Yeah.
I only know like uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
But your family heritage is Italian, right? Is it?
Polish. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's a very flavorful culture.
I forgot what I was saying now.
But you were, in terms of staying in touch and forgiving and giving advice to other queer and transgender high school students.
I feel like it's my dream to honestly go back to school right now, mm-hmm. like how I am now, just one day. I feel like so much has changed, and I feel like it is a way more like accepting community. I mean, I have like iffy thoughts about that, because then it could be bad because all the social media bullying, everything is instant, nothing gets deleted or anything. And I feel like nowadays I feel like people are more open and loving, and they understand the quote-unquote ununderstandable, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yeah.
Do you feel like we're becoming more accepting of trans youth today?
I feel like
in those 3 years,
I feel like it's in the public eye more. I feel like there's more trans awareness, and I feel like there has to be more and more people, especially with like movies and acting, like more trans actors and actresses. I feel like we can't shy away from that anymore. We all have to just be who we are, regardless of the outcome or how other people like view you, because there's like killings going on, and it's really sad and depressing. And there's this whole like stigma or like thought that trans people are just like otherworldly or they're aliens. But like, look at me, I'm just chilling here. Like I'm
just a gorgeous woman.
I'm just like trying to figure out my own life. It's just part of who I am. It's not all of who I am.
And don't be jealous because I'm pretty and more intelligent.
Exactly.
And smarter and faster than you are. And I'll always win.
You got it.
Did you ever get in touch with Courtney Ray? She was the first trans prom queen in New Jersey in 2010. And I imagine she might have had some good advice for you, or she was too, because she's in the media spotlight as you were as well.
Honestly, no one other than just like news reporters and everyone reached out to me.
Courtney Ray, come on. That's the thing, is like, if I was the first, trans high school prom queen, I would probably, and then I found out other prom kings and queens were out there, I would make myself available at least, or just, you know, send a video, say, hey, go for it, kids.
You want to know something? It was such like a time in my life where I am really like happy it all happened and everything. But I look back and it was probably the loneliest time in my life.
Aww. Why was it so lonely?
I don't know. I just felt so lonely. Like, yeah, it got big and I had a lot of attention on me, like all eyes on me. And still to this day, like I do. And I don't know. It was just a really lonely time.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one older sister, I have one younger sister, and then I have a brother.
Was your family jealous of the attention you were receiving?
No, they're not the jealous type at all. My family was super, super supporting and accepting of everything. They're more, especially me, and I'm trying to like grow out of it, like acting on emotion. So they were more concentrated sometimes on the hate that I was getting. So like the online bullying, they would sometimes, even though it's so hard not to, like they would reply to comments and be like, what are you doing with your life? Like, this is an 18 year old, like female running for like, well, how does this affect you? Like, what is she doing to you? Like, they just didn't understand all the hate.
Yeah, it's easy to focus on the hate sometimes because it sparks a little something in our mind. Like, I have to counteract that. But the best thing with these trolls is just ignore them for the most part, or just delete the comments.
Now they're super, like, they don't give a shit. They understand, like, of course I'm going to get hate and love, but they focus on the love. Even like going to the grocery store and stuff, like, of course, like, I get looks, and they would take it like early on. They would like take it as they instantly just like were being haters or something, or looking at me like wrongly. And I'm like, it's not, sometimes people just look at you because like I'm hot and like they just want to look at me. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Like,
I know what you're talking about.
And that's what I think in my head. But actually recently, like, because I am a little party girl, like I'm a night owl. And before I would go out by myself all the time. Like, I wouldn't care what other people thought, but now is time. I don't know why, but I have, like, such anxiety going out now. It's really hard, especially...
Well, because now you're legal to go out, right?
Yeah, exactly. So okay. Oh, my God. I exposed myself.
So now that you're able to legally go out to clubs, it's more anxiety?
It's more anxiety because I get a lot of male attention. And like the dating world, and it comes to the point where guys will like come up to me because like they see a really pretty girl just like having a good time, whatever, and they obviously want to get to know me, whatever. And then
they want to be sexual with you.
Exactly.
Sure. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. But then it comes to a point where they don't know I'm trans. And so that's the anxiety part of it. Because I'm like, especially all these stories of like all these trans people getting like killed and murdered. That's like always in the back of my mind now. Because I've been through some really I've been chased out of a guy's house. Like he was literally chasing me with some kind of weapon because he didn't know I was trans until we were laying in bed together.
And how do you answer that question? Like if you meet somebody and you're like, oh my God, he's so gorgeous. You know, let's go on a date or something. You know, in the TV show Pose that sort of talks about the romantic lives of trans women.
Yeah.
They sort of, you know, never really, they skirt around the issue. Like, do you tell them? When do you tell them? Do you have to tell them?
And you know, what's really funny is I still struggle with that. It's a forever struggle.
It's a question that you don't know how to answer.
Oh my God, I could get teary-eyed thinking about it because that is like something huge in my life right now that I actually am struggling with, because getting to, I even like Google like or YouTube other trans people who like, it gets to that point where you're going on a date and when do you tell them? And I've
just tell them you're running from prom queen and they'll be like, what?
No, honestly, Google me, bitch. Google me is all the hassle. But no, it gets to that point. I've learned that it's better to tell them right away, even though sometimes that's kind of hypocritical for me because I will wait because I get so attached and all those emotions are involved and they don't know. And then you're going to have to be like, okay. And it fucking sucks because why does it even have, why does it matter? Why does it matter? It just sucks. But
because so you're worried that that person's going to be violent and your safety is important.
Well, yeah, but there shouldn't even be like, oh, you have to tell them. It should just come to a point where I'm human, you're human, like we're fucking connecting. Let's
I mean, part of it is like, if you have the luxury of passing and not be able to tell a person, and you know, and when it comes to being other types of marginalized groups, that discussion always happens, right? So as a I'm from Puerto Rico and I look like a white American.
Yeah.
And I have a very exotic name, but I sometimes, what we call this, the bar name, when you don't want a person to know you that well, so you come up with a fake name.
Tatiana, that was mine. Or me and my friend were out one night and I was so drunk and we were talking to these guys and I think I gave like some basic ass white girl name, like it was like Kelly. Or something. I'm like,
you look like a Kelly.
No, I do not. I look like a Dakota.
And so I told them I'm Foster, like the street. So they don't go, because I say I'm Fausto and they're like, Fausto, what kind of name is that?
Oh my God.
And then they start asking me all kinds of other things. And then we start talking about my life. And then they Google me and they're like, you do drag? Are you even a man? Oh, what are you? You know, and I'm just like, baby,
eat my ass.
Block swipe. Yeah. It's like, do you do drag? I was like, I do it very well. Thank you very much. And so part of it is, I can totally understand if somebody would choose to want to hide or, you know, or just have the comfort and the luxury of just being, you know, not being questioned every single minute for who they are.
And like my Tatiana name, that wasn't anything of like hiding. That was just because I wanted to go out. And if an annoying ass dude came up and he was like ugly, or I just didn't get the vibe, like, I'm Tatiana. Like, I'm not going to give you my real name. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm just here to have fun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because like your name Dakota is, it's like, it's your dead name, but it's also your real name.
My real name since day uno.
Since day
your
one.
It's a name your parents gave you.
Right.
And you said, you know, I'm just going to keep it.
I love it. It just goes with me. It's like unique. Actually, it's not unique anymore because I feel like everyone's Dakota, but I like
it. It is
name.
A very popular name with women, you know,
like Dakota Fanning and stuff.
I mean, it's like, and it's also, it sounds like a rich white girl name.
I love it because then it's not like some like Jenna or Becky. It's,
I think the first Dakotas are the people that like when it became popular are probably in their late 30s now.
Really?
For the men. Yeah, because I know a couple of Dakotas that are probably late 30s.
Well, and I think, you know, as we move forward in the future, we're going to see more gender non-binary names being used. And
I love that.
It's about parents giving kids the ability to be who they want to be.
I have a question for you, too. Yeah. How do you feel about gender reveals?
Oh, I hate them.
Well, unless you're an adult. Like, you kind of had a gender reveal party, right? You're like, my party's the prom.
Right? That was my, I was reborn, baby.
Part of it is, you know, like, it's this guy here, Mr. Rogers, you know? He dedicated his life to telling everybody, who you are is good enough. You can be anybody. Well, celebrate your life.
He's hot.
It didn't. Wasn't there like a couple, like last summer or the summer before, somebody did some kind of explosion for some gender reveal party, and like it started a forest fire and caused like massive devastation. For whatever reason, people like when they do these gender reveals, they want to like blow shit up, which is
they want to become viral and just all. It's stupid.
And part of it is like, you know, it's the same reason that people come up with unique and unusual names for their babies is because they want that child to have a clean slate.
Yeah.
And when you start giving your kids, you know, a gender reveal party, you're almost saying this is who they're going to be because that's who I want them to be.
Exactly.
And to love somebody unconditionally says, you know, create a path for them. And obviously you're going to assign some gender at birth. Or you don't have to, but it, you know, that's the world we live in right now. And, you know, the birth certificate is going to have a gender, but you can always tell them, kids get this.
Yeah.
You can be anybody you want to be. And if you feel like being a girl today, that's okay.
Preach.
You know, and that's what being a good parent is to listen to your children and spend time with them.
Yeah. Take notes, parents.
Or, you know, be an asshole and then your kids won't want to talk to you.
Exactly. Bye.
See ya.
You don't choose. Well, I feel like you choose your family. Like my best friend, Annie, like she's family to me. Like you don't get to choose what family you were born into. You know what I mean?
Sure. And part of it is as LGBTQ people, we have to some degree. And my mother says this, if you don't get the mothering love or the fathery love or the parental love you needed in your life, you need to go seek out those kind of people in your life and bring upon that. And my mother had a very racist, cruel, mean mother.
I was going to ask that. How was your upbringing?
So my mother and my father loved me unconditionally. So I'm very lucky about that. But my mother, wasn't so lucky. And her parents tried to put her in an insane asylum because one day they sat down, they said, you kids may have grown up in Mexico, but we are white. And you are not to have sex with or date black men or Mexican men. And if you do, there will be consequences. So what did my mother do? She turned around and she started dating a Mexican guy and they tried to put her in an insane asylum.
Oh, they did put her in for like 3 days.
And so she got out. She got a job in Puerto Rico teaching the humanities. And it was when her gig was up, she married my dad, who was one of our students.
Wow.
Who was, you know, 20 years older and had 4 kids with him. And part of it is like, you know, as a queer person myself and exploring my gender and sexual identity, it was really, really hard to reveal that to my family. And And part of it is like, you know, once you're out and living authentically as yourself, I think one of the least interesting stories is how you came out to your friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, it, even though it is very charged emotionally, I think it what's more interesting is in talking about the feelings and the obstacles that you faced. And for you, it was like you're kind of lucky because you got to come out as trans by coming out and your desire to be prom queen.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there was a lot of expectations, a lot of hopes that didn't come to be. So how did you deal with the disappointment of that?
I mean, it's not so much disappointment. I've always just kind of learned, like, I wake myself up every morning. I put myself to sleep every night. You are the most important, like, person to you. Mm-hmm. People come and go, but at the end of the day, you need to do what makes you happy. And, like, that's the healthiest way to live life, because if you're just, like, miserable and sad, like, you're wasting your life. I mean, it's natural to feel sad and miserable, but do things that make you happy. If that's like living authentically, just
what makes you happy?
Dunkin' Donuts coffee, boys.
Besides talking to your favorite podcaster.
Oh my god, I love you.
I love you too. You were a YouTube star, and
use that term lightly.
Because a year ago, you decided to stop video blogging altogether, and all your fans all over the internet. In fact, this is the first media appearance you've done in over a year.
Isn't that crazy?
You decided to disappear.
Literally today, I was just showing my best friend. Someone commented on my video, and they were like, "You haven't posted since December 2018. And I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, we're almost done with 2019. Dakota York died for a minute, but she's back. So
are you going to start video blogging again?
Once I like get a camera or like figure it out.
You have a phone in front of you with a camera.
I know.
You have an iPhone 10. 10S Max there.
You guys think I should start filming again?
Of course. I love your personality.
Thank you.
And part of it is, you know, you don't have to talk about this, but why did you stop? You know, I mean, believe me, every day I'm like, why did I continue? But, you know, everybody has their own reasons for taking a break. Was it something like really important for you, or is it just you were just resting?
My big break from YouTube was basically just like my last video was getting my gender marker changed. Like I got my new ID, which was perfect for like my 21st birthday, because then I could go to the club. It like says female, and that was like the cherry on top of my life.
Was this Wisconsin?
Yeah, my Wisconsin ID.
And so the cops pull you over in the past, and they'd be like,
Yeah, I noticed you were like, I get pulled over a lot. Just
I'm
like,
the worst driver. I know how to get out of
it. What's going on with her driving?
Oh my God.
She is blind as a bat.
I'm blind as a bat.
Okay.
Let's not say. No, we can't say that. Girl, you cannot expose me. So basically, like, I am a really bad driver, but I know how to talk my way out of tickets and kind of like flirt my way out of them.
Oh. Why? Use every tool in the box.
I'm just like, oh my God, I was going 30 miles above the speed limit. I had no idea.
So it's, do you feel like you were in danger by having the male marker on your driver's license? And now it's sort of like, you're like, oh, just a damsel in distress.
Oh, for sure. I would like, cause I went out underage and I had a fake ID. So I never actually used my old ID because it was very like scary for me, because of course, like my other ID looks nothing like how I do now. So then they would kind of, I will tell you a story. I actually mentioned this on one of my YouTube videos. I think it is the newest one I have. I got pulled over and it was kind of like the cop was looking at my ID and then looking at me and then looking at the ID again and like thinking like it's not me. I'm like, no, like I'm Dakota. I mean, yeah, I look a little different. My hair is longer. So I had to get it changed. It is scary because then people are just like, wait, what? Like, I don't understand. And then that brings up the whole situation.
Do you ever, like, if someone's trying to prove that, or because you pass as a cisgendered woman, and so
thank you,
you know, not, you know, that's just the reality of your, I don't know if that's a compliment, it's just a fact, right? So, you know, I know you've worked really hard to be your authentic self, and I think that's that's a real something to admire. But you are Dakota York.
Yes.
You know, and so do you ever find yourself sort of having to, you know, butch it up to prove to somebody that you are trans? You know?
Wait, what? To butch it up?
Yeah,
what
do you like your friend Tracy, sometimes she'd be like, all right, this is, you know, she would intentionally lower her voice to try to like show that she's trans.
I'll have a double frappuccino
at Starbucks or something.
Yeah. No, that makes me cringe. Like, there's some YouTube videos where like trans girls were like, go on like dating websites or something, like video chatting, and then they like lower their voice. That just cringes. I couldn't imagine myself doing that because that's
But this is the voice you've always used too.
Yes. So I
You haven't done any like vocal feminization training or anything like that?
No, because my voice is very different and very unique. And that's, I guess, one of the things that kind of quote unquote like exposes me as trans, because then that's what questions people, because I start talking and they're like, wait, say that again. Like, and then they're like, where are you from? Like, what's that accent? And I'm just like, are you fucking stupid? Like,
I'm a valley girl.
What do you mean? And so I've tried to become more confident with my voice. It was one of my insecurities. Like, some people hate it. Some people think it's unique, and I love it. This is my voice, so take it how
it is. My voice was a lot higher when we first started doing this podcast 15 years ago.
Really?
And you listen, whenever we post a rerun, everyone's like clocking me.
Oh, he used to sound very, very feminine.
Yeah, really? So you're just aging, yes. You know? And part of it is, you know, it's like if you're talking to a microphone for 15 years every day.
True.
It's going to be like, this is Dakota. How are you?
Oh my God.
Like, really?
No.
you went from Indiana and now you're living in the Wisconsin Dells.
Correct.
Mark and I just went there. We took a little mini vacation to the Dells because it's a quick 3-hour drive.
Thanks for visiting me.
I didn't know you lived there. I would have totally visited
you.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody, I don't live in Indiana anymore. So, like, I got a message the other day. This girl was like, come to this bar. And I'm like, what is that? And she was like, Valpo in Indiana. I'm like, I don't even live in. So people still think I live in Indiana, but I don't.
So officially, you live in the Wisconsin Dells, which is home of some of the world's biggest water parks.
True.
And Mark and I went there and we're like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. There's going to be all these hot guys wearing nothing.
Oh, my
Speedos.
God. That's why you can't have expectations.
And it was, you know, snot-nosed kids and tourist bodies, you know.
Honestly.
And I was like, we still had a lot of fun, but it was not the, you know, gay days at a water resort that we wanted to have.
Did you go on any roller coasters?
Yes, we did. We did the Noah's Ark roller coaster / water splash.
Did you only stay in Noah's Ark, or did you go to like Kalahari, Mount Olympus?
No, we only went to Noah's Ark for that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, lame.
Is Kalahari better?
I've never been. I don't know her.
Well, what, have you gone to any water parks?
Okay, that is a whole story. I would rather kill myself than literally go to a water park.
Why do you not like them?
Because I just have issues with my body. And I mean, the last time I went to a water park, I actually went to Noah's Ark Water Park. And of course, it's like kid friendly and all this stuff. But I mean, because my baby sister, she lives in Indiana too. So she would like come up every so often. And I wanted to spend as much time with her as possible. And she really wanted me to go to the water park with her. And I was just like, I can't, like, I physically can't. Like,
what is it that you don't like? Well, first of all, let's talk about the demographic of the water park.
It's just like being in a bathing suit, all eyes on you. And it just, the thought of it just makes me want to jump off a building. So,
because you feel like it was exposing too much of your body.
Or just being comfortable in a bathing suit. Sure.
I mean, you have a gorgeous body, but but regardless of whether you're beautiful or not, it's like your comfort with your body is a different issue. There.
Because it's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, am I passable enough? Like, are people going to like judge me? Cause I mean, it's a water park. So a lot of your body is exposed and like no makeup and all this stuff because
you wear waterproof makeup.
I know, but then you look like a raccoon sometimes. And I see, that's another thing. Oh, actually, finishing the water park story. So I actually had to get a little intoxicated. So I was chugging margaritas because I wanted to
add so this water. You went drunk to Noah's Ark.
Yeah. So I drank beforehand and then I drank there. But then because I really wanted to spend time with her and I didn't want to let her down. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Even though I'm body dysphoric and you know what? Who cares? I'm a trans woman. I'm going to go to this water park. I'm going to flaunt this bathing suit and I don't give a shit. I'm going to have fun. And so it was a good time. And then the whole other insecurity I have is the whole facial hair situation. So, like, wearing makeup and stuff. I mostly wear makeup because I have to, like, shave my face every day. It's just one of the struggles, and it's annoying.
Can we do, like, those house balls where we rub our back of our hands on your cheeks and we're like, yes!
Oh, my God.
Feminine beauty. Yes. Tens across the board.
I feel like it's normal, though. Like, people have their own body insecurities, but
let me look at your cheeks. You look fabulous.
Do I really?
Yeah, I don't see a hair out of place there, honey. You look like a girlfriend of a rich 80s rock star who does too much. You're hoping he'll overdose on heroin so you become a young millionaire.
I feel like you two should get divorced so me and you could get married.
Watch out, Mark. I got my new wife.
Careful what you wish for there, Dakota.
He speaks from experience.
Oh my goodness. I love you guys. I love your house. It's comfy. You've been really welcoming. And thank you for having me on the show. I really love
talking to you. And I've wanted to have you ever since, you know, we heard about your story. Sean White. That's a different person. Sean Lewis from WGN News. He recommended to you. He said, honey, Dakota York is a firecracker.
My other baby daddy. Shout out Sean Lewis. I love you. He's definitely out of... like how you were talking about earlier, like people reaching out. He, of course, came to my house and like interviewed me.
Yeah, but it was a camera crew.
I know, but it went more to the point where like we were having like personal messages. Like I would like vent to him about stuff I was going through and he was there for me. So I definitely want to acknowledge him for that. That was really sweet of him. Like he made me feel really important. And like there was someone out there who actually like cared. You know what I mean? He's a sweetie.
Because when Oprah's done with you, you don't hear from her.
Oh my God.
Well, she's still, where are they now? Doesn't she?
Yeah, so. 40 years later. But so living in Wisconsin Dells, it is a tourist town.
Yes.
Some people describe it as kind of living in like Las Vegas, but with water parks in it.
It's like a bootleg Vegas for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's more like Niagara Falls than Vegas.
It's like it's a small town in some degree because I mean, the population's like 2,000 people. But the thing is, it is like such a touristy place. So there's people coming from all like every place of the countries, the world, like just everywhere. So it's definitely like new places all the time, which is kind of exciting and fun because I love meeting new people. I love, sometimes I'm a people person, but sometimes people annoy me. So I also struggle with that, but I love getting to meet new people and you definitely do that in the Dells. I feel,
yeah, I'm very energized by being around people
from different cultures too, which is really cool.
And Mark and I were like, we were kind of like saturated with the cishet normativity of the water parks. So on our last day, we were just like, where are the queer people in the Wisconsin Dells? And Mark's like, let's go to a coffee shop.
Oh my. Did you guys go out at all in the Dells?
We tried. It was just, you know.
Like at the bar?
Yeah, but it was like, heterosexual stuff. You know?
Where did you go?
We went to a bar. No, we actually went to the gym late at night.
So where?
Like, we went to the 24-hour fitness thing or whatever.
Anytime Fitness?
Yeah.
That's where I go to tan.
There are some hot men there.
Literally, people will be like, you go to the gym? And I'm like, yeah, I go to the gym, but only to tan. We worked out
with some hot, I think there were Lithuanian men.
Oh, there's some hotties for sure.
Yeah, so for people that don't know, they get a lot of people here at the Dells working on the J-1 visas, so they come from like, you know, Jamaica, Brazil, Eastern Europe, Ireland. Well, not so much Ireland there, but
tons of here flavor.
In Chicago, they come. Yeah.
Do you ever date any of these guys?
What do you mean by date?
You know, any coffee. Level.
Just cut you.
Coffee. Let me. I hate champagne dates. Or you know, nude bubble baths.
I just ditched a guy actually because he wanted to go on a date with me, and I'm like, I don't like dates. I don't know. There's definitely a lot of men.
I want to know about your romantic life.
I knew this was going to come up.
That's a reality TV show in itself.
It's pretty crazy. there's definitely a lot of men to experiment with. And I'm at a point in my life where I don't really want to settle down and be committed.
Yeah.
Like, wifey life, what?
Yeah, I just a baby.
I don't even, I'm 21. You know what I mean? I'm about to be 22. Oh my God, grandma over here. But I don't even really know what I'm attracted to. Like, I just, I want to sample besides a little here and there besides him.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But you know, like, I just want to take in as much as I can, you know, just have fun. I mean, who cares?
If you want to take it all in, just breathe.
Just breathe.
Listen, being single is not a disease, honey.
It isn't. Nope. Breathing all that dick.
What one man won't do, another man will, especially your young, gorgeous woman.
Are you saying I'm a gorgeous woman? Oh my God.
I think you don't have any trouble, you know.
You know what's funny? A lot of guys say to me, they get like shocked that I'm talking to them. I get that a lot. They're like, I'm shocked you even gave me a chance. Like, you're too pretty for any guys. And I'm like, you know what? I am too pretty. You know, you got to own me. Okay. I know what I'm worth now.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, for a lot of trans women, you know, their path traditionally has been to disassociate themselves from LGBT culture and sort of moving into the suburbs and what the term's called stealth mode, where they're disconnecting from anything that might reveal them as trans because they just want to be at peace and live their authentic lives as women, which they are women, you know?
Yeah.
And so part of it is like, because you've sort of had this unconventional history,
yeah,
you're very comfortable in talking to anybody. Whereas I would say, even as an American woman, a lot of women out there are very approach a discussion with a stranger with trepidation. And so they, you know, somebody looks at you the same way they react to me and they're like, why is this complete stranger talking to me so comfortably and asking so many questions that are so private and intimate?
It honestly depends because I may come off as just like this super outgoing and bubbly person, but sometimes I do get anxiety, like talking to people or even like starting a conversation if I'm out. Like sometimes I get like tensed up. I don't know why. But for the most part, like you guys, I just came to your house. Here I am. Like it's good vibes.
Man, you took off your clothes. You
took off my clothes. Use your bathroom. Now I'm having this delicious coffee.
You're serving up some Tawny Katane realness there, honey.
And golfer vibes, yes. I swear.
What is love that I'm feeling?
Oh, wait.
Is this the love
I think I was seeing
that I'm searching for? How's your dog, Bud?
Oh my God, Buddy Bookie. Well, I actually have three dogs in Indiana at my childhood home. I have a bulldog mastiff. His name's Leo. I have a golden lab. Her name's Gemma. And then they accidentally had sex and then had puppies. And so we kept one of them. So then a mix of those two.
It's a mastiff Labrador mix.
The puppy is.
Oh, wow.
And so her name is Gypsy and she is just out. She'll like be bouncing off the walls, but she's such a big lover. Like she'll just lick you, lick you. So that's my puppies, and I miss them so much I could cry. Like sometimes my mom will even text me like pictures of them, like good morning, and it's just of them. And
how many puppies did they have?
I don't remember.
Okay,
but it was definitely like the coolest experience ever because I've never seen. And I guess like when I was actually there when they had sex, it was crazy because I was like, where are my dogs? And then I went downstairs, and if you've never seen two dogs having sex, it's like something crazy for sure because they get like attached. But I was like trying to detach them. Like I was throwing water on them. I'm like, get like, what do you do?
It won't come out until he comes.
Exactly. And so then they're
total barebackers. Those
and they weren't fixed or anything. So I guess that was kind of our fault. But so, yeah, but those are my puppies in Indiana and I miss them so much. So in the Dells, I have a little rat terrier. His name's Buddy, and I love him so much.
Aww.
He's my comfort buddy.
He's a sweet little angel.
Little snuggle.
In Texas, sending unsolicited photos of your genitalia, dick pics.
What?
Is about to be illegal and could result in a $500 fine. I'm just telling to the listeners out there, you're all going to prison.
I can't even tell you the amount of times where I just want to have a normal morning when I wake up, you know, have some coffee and like not go on my phone and just see, oh, there's like a dick pic because it's annoying. Like, I didn't ask for this. Like, excuse you.
Some are born into greatness. Others have it thrust upon them.
How do I deal with that?
Yeah, do you block, delete? What do you do?
Because I view men as pigs, so I'll fuck with them. them. I'll just be like, oh, I mean, I've seen better. Just like fuck with their head a little bit. Cause I mean, you have all this braveness, like sending me a dick pic. So let me just throw a little something your way.
Like, is that all you can do?
Like literally,
is that
like
all you got?
Exactly.
Where's the rest of it?
Exactly. Right.
So what's it like when it's hard?
Or my favorite response is, oh my God, it's so cute. And they're like, cute. What do you mean?
According to Cosmopolitan magazine, a study that they did of their readers, which 78% of young women have received an unwanted dick pic in the past year. So they're being sexually harassed through the digital space. So is it not somebody like on a dating or hookup app who's like already inviting that kind of exchange? This is somebody who, you know, and you can do this like with other types of technology, like airdropping, or if you're at a festival mm-hmm. and you accidentally let your phone receive a message or a text message. People, you know, to be a young woman today is to receive unsolicited photos of men's dicks. So in South Carolina, it is the law to send any kind of unsolicited lewd content. And in New York State, they're also thinking of passing that law as well.
I feel like something needs to get done because it gets to a certain point where it's disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting. There's a difference between like if you're in a relationship or something and like you guys are like long distance, and mm-hmm. you know, you have to like keep it spicy. So, of course, like send nudes, whatever. But if it's from like just some random guy who you have no interest with, like you guys haven't even had like a simple hey, what's up convo. And it's just like a dick. It like I didn't ask for that, you know.
I was like, oh, how exciting.
Well, and I wonder like how often does that work out for them? Like how often is a woman just like, oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you for sending me that dick pic. You know what I mean?
Honestly, like what do you get from that?
Yeah. They have on one of the gay hookup apps now, they have a little field that you ask like, do you want to accept X-rated photos or something? You know, and then, so you can be like, yes, please. Or like, no, thank you. That kind of thing. So, of course, I marked yes, please.
No, honestly, I kind of like getting them sometimes because there's just so many different kinds and there's not one that looks like the same. It's just like long, like
short,
different colors. Like, ooh.
Sometimes the head's really big.
Right?
Sometimes it's small, but then the shaft's really large.
Such a variety.
Well, part of me, too, is like, you know, opening your phone does mean exposing yourself to lewd images to some degree, you know,
especially with like Snapchat and stuff. People are crazy.
Yeah, I'm not on Snapchat at all, and everybody's always wanted me, and I go, Snapchat's for babies. Ooh, they
no,
get mad about that. Do they get mad when I say that? I was like, what are you watching, Barney and Friends too?
I love
I'm on
Snapchat.
Instagram. See, the Instagram, you can get some really high quality trade, I'll tell you that.
You mm-hmm. should see the DM like it. It's pretty crazy.
Are you going to show me after the show?
I'll show you.
I want to see it.
I will show you.
I want to see it too.
Crazy stuff.
I want to see some of the hottest dicks she got.
Okay.
Chris March, the designer who is famous for doing all kinds of wigs from Lady Bunny to, you know, RuPaul and many famous drag queens all around the world, introduced these wonderful foam big wigs at Target that everybody wears that you see every year. And sadly, he just passed away at the age of 56.
He had a heart attack. He had been living in a long-term healthcare facility. I guess, you know, in June of 2017, he fell, hit his head in his apartment, woke up like 4 days later, and then called the hospital, and they came and got him, and he had suffered some paralysis. He wasn't able to walk, but he died of a heart attack. But they were, you know, they kind of were surprised that happened. They weren't expecting something like that. And he was so much beloved, and you know, he was on that such an iconic season of Project Runway that gave us so many great gay people, you know, Christian Siriano, Jack McEnroth, Stephen Rosengard. Those guys were all guests of this podcast.
Yeah, and he was such a great, fantastic designer and a wonderful person.
And he didn't make it into the final four to have the showing at Bryant Park, or was it final three, because his outfit had human hair on it. And
oh, my God.
Some people loved it, but other people were like, ooh, gross. I was kind of more the ooh, gross. I wasn't a big fan of the human hair look.
Oh, you're an Indiana girl.
Yeah.
And this year, Pete Buttigieg is the first serious openly gay contender for president of the United States. However, he's being criticized because he's not seen as progressive as some of the other Democratic frontrunners like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. And they're sort of he's being criticized by LGBTQ people and people of color for not really doing much to advance the inequality that we face in this country. But I imagine that it's still exciting to have a cute, charming, well-spoken, intelligent, queer person running for president of the United States from your home state.
That is really cool.
Would you, if Pete Buttigieg said, Dakota, I want you to be my official ambassador of fashion.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
Recruit. What are you going to do to like get Pete Buttigieg's attention?
Make a sex tape.
And just send it to him?
Yeah, I've actually been offered.
Oh, really?
With Pete Buttigieg? Or?
No, I have to. Oh, that's a different
story. Like a Pete Buttigieg impersonator?
Somebody wants you to do porn?
And, like when the prom stuff was happening, I got a lot of like just requests. I don't know. Like there's this one very famous porn entertainer, and he was like, I'll fly you down to Vegas and I'll pay you like $2,000 or something.
That's for
like
a scene. Money.
I'm like, excuse me.
Like, I'm like, I'm barely legal.
Excuse me. I mean, so yeah.
Honey, know what you're worth and charge twice as much because you're probably undervaluing yourself.
I'm getting that tattooed. I love that.
And you are worth a lot more than $2,000. I'll say that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Dakota York, it is a pleasure getting to know you in person and having you on the and on the phone. In
is
person.
This the end?
This is the coming to the end, baby. Oh, you see how Mark's like getting his anxious.
My ears get hot. From the
he's like, I'm done. He's like, I'm done for the night.
If people want to follow you, besides on Snapchat, and send their dick pics to you.
Oh my God. Is this where I link all my stuff?
Do it.
Okay. So guys, listen closely. I keep it pretty simple. My Instagram is Dakota York, DakotaYorke. My Facebook is Dakota York. My Snapchat. Oh shit. How many dick pics am I going to get if I say myself?
I think you're fine.
It's mostly gay men. So.
Oh my God. Even so. Better. Okay. So my snap name is KODU and 6 H's. So it's like code duh. What else do I have? MySpace.
Instagram.
I said Instagram.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Dakota Twitter. York. I don't even use
Christian Mingles.
And your YouTube, which you're going to start updating again?
True. My YouTube is just Dakota York, too. It's pretty much all Dakota York.
Dakota awesome. Like the state. York like the state with an extra E.
Yes.
And that's all it is.
All it is.
Because you're an all-American girl.
I'm a sexy ass bitch.
And don't you forget.
Say it twice.
Sexy ass bitch.
We want to remind the listeners that Feast of Fun would not be possible without your generous financial support, honey. We know what we're worth, and we cut the price in half for you.
Hell yeah.
If you want to support the show, go to feastoffun.com/plus and become a member and access over thousands of award-winning legendary podcasts at feastoffun.com/plus or check us out on Patreon where we give you a little skinny on behind the scenes photos and you know
Patreon isn't that like
yeah
where you put your nudes and stuff
it might could be.
Oh my you have
maybe.
One
maybe.
Or visit our store at feastoffun.com/store. Get yourself a mug, a t-shirt. Not shaving gives me more time for misbehaving.
Dakota York, I absolutely love you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Wait, I have a quote to end off
with. Yes.
Okay, guys, listen up.
Okay.
So, words of wisdom. Life is short. Be a slut. The end.
Thank you.
Dunzo.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.